It is all over. 4-12 to 1-15 is how it finished, and it's turned into a 6-point win for Wicklow as Wicklow take their first victory off this Christy Ring campaign in Group 1. It was an historic day for Donegal GA here today, because this match was the highest level championship hurling game ever to be played in the county, as Donegal and Ickey record winners last year made the step up to Christy Ring hurling, and there was a couple of hundred spectators here to watch this match today, but unfortunately marking the historic occasion didn't come with a victory for Donegal. But certainly in the opening half they were playing some brilliant hurling as they hit the 27th minute mark in the first half. Lee Henderson had Donegal leading 1-6 to 2 points. All the scores at that stage coming from Lee Henderson. Towards the end of the first half there was a bit of a flurry from Wicklow. They got a goal as well from Gary Hughes. That was the first of his three. They knocked over points as well from Akidi and Moorhouse to close the gap from 5-2 at the break. They went in at 1-7 to 1-5. But then came that devastating period for Donegal, and really the period that set Wicklow up for the victory here today. It was the opening 6 minutes of the second half. Wicklow led 3-8 to 1-7, and they could have been further ahead. The long ball causing Donegal problems in the third and fifth minute. The defence couldn't deal with that long ball, and Gary Hughes was there to pick it up and put it past Paul Burns for a second and third time. That was his hat-trick here today, and Wicklow took control of the game. We could have been further ahead because there was a penalty save, a brilliant save by Paul Burns. Christopher Moorhouse was the man that took the penalty after Standen was held by Mark Callaghan, but he sent it to the keeper's left, and the keeper Burns managed to get his heart to it, and it went out for a 65. But those two goals were a devastating blow for Mickey McCann's side. Then we've seen Lee Henderson, the man that done the bulk of the scoring for Donegal up until that point. He had to leave the field of play, and the scoring duties were taken up by Kieran Matheson, and Donegal managed to bring it back to 2 points, but they just couldn't get the score towards the end of the game that would put just that 1 point between the two sides. And Donegal, well, really they needed a goal, so they did, as they headed to the closing stages then, as Wicklow went back out to 3 in front. But it was the goal that came wasn't for Donegal, it would come for Wicklow, and it was a free from deep that came off the top of the upright from Moorhouse that fell kindly for Johnny O'Neill. Jonathan O'Neill for Wicklow, and he knocked it past Paul Burns. 4 goals conceded by Donegal, and that was the last score of the game as Wicklow run out winners 4-12 to Donegal's 1-15, a 6-point win in the end, and Wicklow sit top of the group now with Derry, with both those counties winning their opening fixtures this weekend. It turned out to be a disappointing afternoon here, Ray Jurek, given the hurling that Donegal was playing in the first half and leading by 5 points, but there was just periods in that match towards the end of the first half and then at the start of the second half that Wicklow showed their class, and that set them up for this victory.
Yeah, look, Wicklow have been in this division a long time, you know, playing league hurling way above Donegal, like, you know, so they're an experienced side, you know, and look, at credit to Donegal, they came up into this competition, you know, without 10 excellent players from last year, you know, and coming in with a young panel into this competition, you know, Mickey, you know, I think they've done very well here today, you know, 5-6 points against the top standard team, you know, and it could have been closer, but look, it's all about building, you know, and Donegal can build on this, you know, and hopefully they can stay in this division for the rest of the season.
Yeah, we have to remember that here today, of the 15 that started, there was 8 that started the Nicky Rackard one last year in Croke Park, where they lifted the title and stepped up to Christy Ring. Plus, there's around 10 players that have opted away or either injured from the Donegal panel at the moment, and they're missing the likes of Declan Coulter, their top scorer in the league. He's out injured with a knee injury at the moment, and the likes of Davin Flynn and Jerry Gilmore haven't committed for 2019. So Donegal missing some of those key players that has seen them, of course, take big wins in that competition, Nicky Rackard last year. Up next now is Derry. Derry had a big one against Down yesterday. Can Donegal trouble Derry next Saturday? Don't beg, can they?
Well, I don't think so, Oisin, because looking at the league game against Derry, you know, and Donegal were, I think, completely blown out of the water in the second half by Derry, you know, and that was just during the league. So I think Derry are going to be a serious team and look for a promotion out of this up to the Joe McDonagh Cup for next year, you know. So I think Derry are going to be the team to beat in this competition.
Yeah. Can Donegal get, finally just then, Ray, can Donegal get anything out of this Christy Ring group? Can they get a result in the next two matches? Because they are two tough tests against Derry, aren't they?
Well, you know, hurling is a funny game, as I say. You know, anything can happen on the day. And look, they can go out against Derry with their head held high after this game here today, you know, and it's all a learning process, you know. They know what's ahead of them now, like, you know, and, you know, they'll be ready for Derry, I think.